38-year-old Anthony Taylor plays a lot of sports with his Special Olympics team, the More Extreme. That's how he got to know his coach, Jeannie Molson. They came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk about the special relationship they've developed and how it helps encourage them.
So I know that you do powerlifting, obviously, since I'm your coach. You started out as not very strong, and you've really progressed quite well in that. You know, what do you squat? Would you deadlift, what, 220 pounds?
Yeah.
And you weigh 130 pounds?
Yeah, around there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And you've won gold medals.
Yeah. First off, I didn't think I was going to do really good. And then I end up liking it. So I just keep on going.
Do you remember the first time I asked you, I said, so Anthony, what do you want to do besides bowling? Do you remember your response to me?
Mm-mm.
Anything to get me off the couch and out of the house.
Anything that gets me out, yes.
And so we went from bowling, added basketball,
added horseshoes,
added track and field and bocce, added golf.
Added golf. Forgot about golf, yeah.
Added powerlifting. And then we added flag football.
And then flag football.
And then my husband had to join us because he never got to see me.
Keeping her out.
We were never home.
I was keeping her out too much. So he had to join in doing stuff.
Do you remember when we were first starting, when you were first starting out as deadlifting and you looked at that weight and it was 145 pounds and you said, there's no way I can lift that up.
Yes, I remember that.
I said, Anthony, if I can do it being 59 years old, you can do it being
a
young
whippersnapper. And I told her to do it and then she proved it.
I lifted it up and he's like, oh no, I have to do it now.
Yeah.
And you did it.
And I did it, yeah.
And you're like, I couldn't do it. And you've done.
And I keep on going.
You know, since I started doing this, I've been younger. I think I'm just 21 and holding. I'm not old, so. I know what y'all are talking about.
We keep her young. So, she takes me to all my stuff. And there was times that my dad had to work when we was at a bowling alley before the tornado took it down. She would take me home every night, and we would just chit chat all the way home about certain, just a lot of good stuff. I mean, she's like my mother. She's there when I need her, or if I ever do need her or something or whatever. I wouldn't be doing most of this stuff if I didn't have a ride or if she wasn't doing all of it. She's my good coach.
I got into coaching. Our daughter is, when she was graduating from high school, well, I was doing bowling, and we were having a good time, and I did the bowling, and then I'm thinking, when my daughter graduates high school, she has nothing to do. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. So I went and did all the training and became a certified coach. And so I started doing the bowling and golf, and then, like Anthony said, we just needed to do more things. So I kept adding more and more. And it's like, nobody's going to stay home. But after they graduate, they're done. And there's nobody there just to take over. And I'm like, I will. They can't just sit home. Special Olympics was such a big part of everyone's life that I just felt it was, you know, my calling to get out there and do it. But my goal is to take these guys and actually go to the World Games.
Start it off small and then we go big.
Yep.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.